Gimnasia Verbal with English Being Easy. Okay, Annie, we're going to look now at a rather unusual for Spaniards, that is, not for us, a rather unusual use of the preposition with, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is with plus a subject plus the verb in the gerund. Mm-hmm. Acabado en ing, okay? With me being English, you might not understand me. ¿Qué significa with aquí? Significa cómo. O debido a qué, okay? Mm-hmm. Como yo soy inglés, igual no me entiendes. With me being English, you might not understand me. Ojo, por cierto, cuando empleamos un pronombre, siempre ha de ser un pronombre complemento, okay? Me, you, him, her, y nunca I, you, he, she, okay? Let's look at some examples. That's probably the best way for you to get to grips with this expression, okay? Como Pierre es francés, me es difícil comunicarme con él. Pues sería en inglés. With Pierre being French, it's difficult for me to communicate with him. You understand?
Entiendo.
Do you follow?
Sí, good. I got it.
You've got it. Good stuff. Como están subiendo los tipos de interés, que son los interest rates, Como están subiendo los tipos de interés, es cada vez más caro vivir en Londres.
With interest rates rising,
it's rising.
Rising. Again. With interest rates.
Interest.
Interest. Mm-hmm. With interest rates rising, it's becoming more and more expensive to live in London.
Good. With interest rates rising, it's becoming more and more expensive to live in London. Okay. También podría decir, due to the fact that interest rates are rising. Pero esta forma quizás resulta aún más concisa. With interest rates rising, it's becoming more and more expensive to live in London. Good. Como Rebecca. Vive en Suecia, casi nunca tenemos la oportunidad de verla. Por cierto, tener la oportunidad de ver a alguien is to get to see someone, okay?
Okay. With Rebecca living in Sweden, we hardly ever get to see her.
Good. With Rebecca living in Sweden, we hardly ever get to see her. Cambiamos.
Como yo soy un seguidor del Liverpool y mi hermano es un fan del Manchester United, siempre discutimos los domingos por la tarde.
With me being a Liverpool supporter and my brother being a Man United fan, we always argue on Sunday evenings. Good stuff. Let's look at the same but in negative, okay?
Okay.
With me not knowing anything about it, I couldn't react, okay? Entonces, ¿cómo es? With más el sujeto, más not, más el gerundio.
Okay. Okay.
Por ejemplo, como yo no hablo alemán, y él no hablaba inglés, no nos dijimos ni una palabra en toda la noche. ¿Cómo sería, Annie?
With me not speaking any German and him not speaking any English, we didn't say a word to each other all evening.
With me not speaking any German and him not speaking any English, we didn't say a word to each other all evening. Good. Cambiamos.
Como ellos ya no vienen, habrá mucho más espacio detrás en el coche.
With them not coming now, there'll be a lot more room in the back of the car. Okay? We can also say what with plus the gerund, plus the subject plus gerund. What with me being tired and you being exhausted, let's go to bed. Okay, we can also say what with plus the subject plus gerund. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it means exactly the same thing, except for we only use it when we are giving more than one reason. For example, what with me getting up early every day this week and not sleeping at all, I'm extremely tired.
Okay.
Okay? For example, Annie, do you want to read the Spanish? Because this is really long.
Okay.
Okay? No te asustes.
Debido a que mi hijo lloraba toda la noche, ya que los obreros empezaron a primera hora de la mañana, no pegué ojo en toda la noche.
Good. Can you remember that? Let's go with the English. What with my son crying all night and the workmen starting first thing in the morning, I didn't sleep a wink. Okay, two important expressions in that example as well. To start first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning means a primerísima hora de la mañana. First thing in the morning. And the expression, I didn't sleep a wink, which means, Annie?
No pegué ojo en toda la noche.
Well done.